Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me to bless the name of the Lord. Let's worship Him. Let's bless His holy name because He's good and His mercy endure forever. There's no like unto Him. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the Bright Upon the Star. The one that cannot change, the unchangeable changer. Father, we appreciate you. We love you, Lord. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for another time in your presence, Lord. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For His mercy, for His mercies endure forever. Amen. Hallelujah. For His mercies endure forever. Amen.
Oh. I'm this song. Thank him from January, February, March. April. This is the last day in the month of April. The Lord is faithful. Indeed, He's faithful for going out and coming in. Oh Lord, Father, we are grateful for your goodness in our lives, in our family. Despite everything going around the world, you preserve us. You sustain us. It's not by power. Open your mouth and begin to thank God. If you know how to sing, open your mouth and bless your God. Baba, we bless your holy name. Kishe mi moshe. Kishe ambarawa. Kimaishe titopia wa. Leshe tawasio, Baba. Father, we say thank you. It's not because we are righteous. It's not because we are holy. It's the mercy that we receive. Father, we are saying thank you. We say thank you, O Lord, for preserving us from January, February, March. Father, we say thank you for keeping our families. Home and abroad, we say thank you. For what you are doing in our home, we say thank you. We say thank you. We are grateful, O Lord, from the bottom of our heart. Father, we give you all the glory. Father, we give you all the honor. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' mighty name, we give thanks. In Jesus' name, we give thanks. The Bible says, if we say we have no sin, we are a liar, the truth is not in us. Bible says, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Only those with a clean heart and a pure hand. Say, oh Lord, my Father. Oh Lord, my Father, I am before you tonight. Have mercy on me. In any way that I have missed it, in any way that I have sinned against you, Father, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The fact that we are alive, that does not mean we are righteous. The fact that you are standing, that does not mean you are holy. Father, have mercy. Whatever will hinder my prayer tonight, Father, have mercy upon me. Open your mouth and pray. Don't let anything distract you. It's easier for you to be distracted when you are around your family. But this time is a time to seek the face of the Lord. Father, whatever, oh Lord, is in my life that will hinder my prayer tonight, have mercy upon me. Lord, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon my children. Have mercy upon my family. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever I have done, whatever my children have done, the Bible talks about Job. Job will gather his children together and he will pray for them. He will say, peradventure, my children have sinned against you. And he will say, Lord, have mercy. He makes sacrifice on behalf of their children. We don't know what our children are doing, but we are praying for them. Lord, whatever we have done, whatever our children has done, Father, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon our family in the mighty name of Jesus. Wash us with your blood in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Say any power in my environment saying no to my prayer tonight. You are a liar. Die, 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 die. Any power, any personality in my environment. Some people turn themselves to animal. They turn themselves to cat. They turn themselves to dog. They turn themselves to bed. They fly in the night. Whatever they represent around my home, I command you to catch fire. Whatever you have turned yourself into, whatever is in my environment, in my home, that is prayer, that says my prayer will not be answered tonight, I set you on fire. I set you on fire. I set you on fire. Open your mouth and set them on fire. Any power, any animal, any demon, any personality around my environment that says my prayer will not be acceptable tonight, you are not my God. I command you to die. I command you to die. Be roasted by fire. Be roasted by fire. Be roasted by fire. Be roasted by fire in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Say, I charge my wall. If you have a wall, tap your wall. I charge my wall with the fire of Holy Ghost. I charge this wall in the wall of my house with the fire of Holy Ghost. I charge this wall with the fire of Holy Ghost. I insulate my wall, the roof, the top, the floor, everywhere. I insulate my house with the fire of Holy Ghost. I insulate my house with the fire of Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost fire. Penetrate all up to my roof, to my wall, every area, every corner in my home. Let the fire of Holy Ghost penetrate right now in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say any power, any personality that says my prayer will not be answered, you are not my God. Shut up and die. Any power, any personality that says my prayer will not be answered, shut up and die. Shut up and die. Any power that says my prayer will not be answered, shut up and die. Shut up and die. Shut up and die. In the mighty name of Jesus, shut up and die. Shut up and die. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say powers that has been pursuing me from January and they have not been able to get me, and you are waiting for me in the new month of May. You are a liar. Die, 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 die. Any power that has been pursuing me, pursuing my children, pursuing my husband, and they are waiting patiently for me to get to the month of May before they attack me. You are a liar. Die, 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 die. I destroy your plan. I destroy your plan. I destroy your plan. Any wicked power that has been pursuing me, but they have not succeeded. They failed in January. They failed in February. They are waiting for me to get to the month of May before they carry out their evil plan. You will not succeed. I command you to die. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say arrows fired into my body to kill me before my time. I command you to jump out. Locate your sender. Arrows fired into my body. Waiting for a time to manifest. I command you to jump out. Jump out. Jump out. Jump out. Jump out. Jump out. Jump out of my body. Any arrow fired into my body. Waiting for a time to manifest. I command you to jump out. I command you to jump out. I command you to jump out. Any arrow in my body. Waiting for time to manifest. I command you to jump out. I command you to jump out. I command you to jump out. In the mighty name of Jesus. I command you to jump out. Any evil arrow fired into my body. Jump out. Jump out. Jump out. Jump out. Jump out. Jump out. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, oh Lord, my Father, in tonight prayer meeting, hear my cry, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. In tonight prayer meeting, Father, let it be my night. Let it be for me, oh Lord. Let it be for me. The Bible says, oh Lord, Elijah was not sent to any except one widow in Zarephath. He wasn't sent to anybody. Let tonight be my night. Let tonight be for me, oh Lord. Let tonight be for me. Among the lepers, oh Lord, it was only one that was healed. Yeah. Father, let today be my day. In the name of Jesus. The day that my destiny has been waiting for. The day that my life has been waiting for. The day that the word that will transform my life has been waiting for. Father, let it be tonight. Father, let it be tonight. In the name of Jesus. Let it be tonight, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say power to pray and to prevail over my situation. Fall upon me tonight in the name of Jesus. The power to pray and to prevail. The power to pray and to prevail. Some people might be praying and they fall asleep. It might be their moment, oh Lord. But Lord, I ask, oh Lord, endow me with power. Power to pray and to prevail. Lord, let it fall upon me. 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 In the name of Jesus, let the power to pray and to prevail fall upon me in the name of Jesus. Fall upon me in the name of Jesus. Fall upon me in the name of Jesus. I will not pray in vain. In the mighty name of Jesus. I will not pray in vain. In the name of Jesus. I will not pray in vain. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We pray. Amen. We are going to pray this prayer for another prayer. Say arrows.
Arrows.
From the pit of hell.
From the pit of hell.
That is fired into my life.
Fired into my life.
In the hours of the night.
In the hours of the night.
Backfire.
Arrows. Fired into my life. In the hours of the night. Backfire. 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 Arrows. Fired into my life. In the hours of the night. Backfire. Amen.
Say every follow power.
Every follow power.
That has followed me from January.
That has followed me from January.
Up to today. And they want to follow me to May.
You are a joker. Die. Every follow power that has followed me from January. And they want to follow me to the month of May. You are a joker. Die.
We are praying.
Amen.
Say powers that cannot get me.
Powers that cannot get me.
And they want to tamper with the lives of my children.
They want to tamper with the lives of my children.
You are a liar.
Yeah. Die in the name of Jesus. Powers that cannot get me. And they want to tamper with my children. You are a liar. Die. Powers that cannot get me. They are waiting to tamper with my children. To tamper with my family. You are a liar. Die. Powers that cannot get me, they are waiting to tamper with my children. You are a liar. Die, 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 die.
Jesus, then we will pray.
Amen.
Number 5, stand for the number of grace. Mm-hmm. Next month is May, M-A-Y, the month of grace. I decree to somebody's life here, the grace to do exploits.
In the name of Jesus.
The grace to make a difference.
In the name of
the
Jesus.
The grace to move to the next
in
level.
In the name of
if
Jesus.
If your heaven is loud, receive it now.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Receive it in the name of Jesus. I decree to your life.
Amen.
There are 31 days in the month of May. I'm going to speak 31 prophetic declaration into every life here today. Number one, I pray for you.
In the name of
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the month of May.
In the name of
God
Jesus.
God will answer your prayers.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the month of May.
Amen.
The mercy of God shall work for you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree. In the month of May,
amen.
Goodness, mercy shall continually follow you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every sickness that wants to tamper with your life,
Jesus,
I command it to go by yourself.
Amen.
In the name of
amen.
Jesus. In the month of May,
amen.
Any spiritual arrow in the neck, in the night, the Bible says 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but they will not come near you. Therefore, I decree today, every arrow of
fear,
arrow of disappointment, arrow of sickness,
fire
into your life, that will previously, they will go back to
sin.
They will go back to sin.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
As the Lord lives. In the month of May,
amen.
There is somebody listening to me here.
Amen.
It doesn't matter the number of failure that you have experienced in the past. In this month of May, that we have a couple of minutes to get into,
Jesus.
God will surprise
amen.
You. The Lord will surprise
amen.
You. The Lord will surprise
amen.
You. The Lord will surprise
amen.
You. In the name of Jesus,
amen.
I decree to your life.
From
today, you shall be relevant
amen.
In your family.
Amen.
In the mighty name
amen.
Of Jesus, you shall be relevant.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. From today,
amen.
I pray for somebody.
In the name of Jesus.
Anyone that look at you, they will see the glory
amen.
Of God in your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
You will not be an object of pity.
Amen.
You shall be object of envy.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
In this month of May,
amen.
Every negative report that have been written concerning you, I cancel it today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I cancel it today in the name
amen.
Of Jesus. Negative reports, clinical reports, job reports, I cancel it today in the name of Jesus. In the month of May, no nonsense will come to your dwelling place. No coronavirus will come to your dwelling place. Every arrow of sickness, every arrow of contaminated shall go back to sender in the name of Jesus. It shall go back to sender. It shall go back to sender. It shall go back to sender. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you today. In the month of May, people shall gather to celebrate you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus, people will gather to celebrate you. In the name of Jesus, I decree to everyone on the line today, in the name of Jesus, in the month of May beyond, nobody will pay you a condolence visit. In the name of Jesus, nobody will pay you a condolence visit. You will not lack anything good. It shall be well with you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Heavenly
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
That is the first part of it. There are more prophetic lives coming in, and I'm going to say towards the end of this message. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, tonight, have your way.
Amen.
For whatever you want us to learn tonight to sustain us all through the year, please release us to our life in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, heaven and earth might pass away, but the word of the Lord will never grow fulfilled. Therefore, tonight, Father, let me decrease and you increase in me in the name of Jesus. As you go to your word, Father, speak to us yourself in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. Tonight, I want everybody to open their Bible to the book of Zechariah chapter 4. This time around, we are praying on dealing with the mountain of your life. Dealing what? With the mountain of your life. I'm going to be mentioning 7 solid mountains that confront people around here. Then after that one, we'll pray against each of the mountains. In the spiritual warfare, In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, the Bible says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, against power, rulers of darkness in high places." Those are the power they are fighting. Tonight I pray, in the name of Jesus, every principality, every power that have been working against your life, today God will silence them. The Lord will silence them. The Lord will silence them. In the name of Jesus. Zechariah chapter 4. The book of Zechariah chapter 4. I read only 2 verses there. I read from verse 6. He said, "So he answered and said to me," Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. It's not by might, it's not by power, it's by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." What happens is that the journey ahead of us now, you can't fight with your might. You can't fight with your power. Is by the Spirit of God. If you don't have the Spirit of God inside of you, you might not be able to sustain the journey ahead of you. In that certain B part, number 7, he said, "Who are you, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel, you shall become plain." I don't know the mountain confronting somebody here tonight. The mountain that does not want your head to be lifted up, that mountain shall become plain tonight in the name of Jesus. Confronting your mountain. Dealing with the mountain of your life. So, let me tell you today. He said, we can complain with shout of grace to it. Grace means, 5 means grace. So, we are getting to the mount of grace now. To confront the mountain, you need the grace and the Spirit of God to help you confront it. The Bible said, this world is full of evil. John chapter 14 verse 1, it says, man born of a woman is in a few days, and those few days are full of trouble. I am praying for somebody here. Every trouble in your life, today they will expire. In the name of Jesus. Mountain in the Bible, mountain spiritually means several things. It means obstacles. It means difficulties. It means challenges. Situations that are beyond normal. What cannot cope with? This are mountain. Those are insurmountable mountains. This are beyond you. Tonight I pray, in the name that is above every mountain, every mountain in your life, they will complete tonight in the name of Jesus. You need the Spirit of God and you need the grace. The grace will enter the mouth of May. So grace and grace is what you need to really sustain the mountain. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. But if this thing caught up, please reload again. We have a few moments to round up. Praise the name of the Lord. You are going to pray. Ha. Say, every mountain confronting my life, become plain tonight in the name of Jesus. Pray. Every mountain confronting my life, become plain. Become plain tonight in the name of Jesus. Become plain tonight. Become plain. Become plain tonight in Jesus. Mighty them, we are prayed. Mountain are things that will not allow you to get to your next level. Mountain are the problem that sit on your heart. And you say, hey, how will I cope with it? Mountain is a heavy burden, even in your life. But tonight I decree, no matter how massive the mountain is, I serve a bigger God. The God that can clear all things away. He will make those mountains plain in the name of Jesus. There are several mountains that I'm going to be showing you now. Mountain number 1 is found in 1 Chronicles chapter 28. It's called the mountain of impossibility. 1 Chronicles chapter 28. Write it down, please. 1 Chronicles 28. These are the mountains that will not make it possible for you to make progress in life. They are the mountain of impossibilities. These are the mountains that confronted David. Despite the fact that God said, this man is a man after my heart. But yet, the mountain stopped him from building a temple for the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 28, verse 2 and 3, please. 1 Corinthians 28, 2 and 3. Can you read it from me? Yes.
Then David,
the king,
stood upon his feet.
He arose upon his feet.
And said,
Hear me,
my brethren,
and my people.
As for me,
it was in his mind
to build an house of rest.
To build a house for the Lord.
For the ark of the covenant.
For the ark of covenant, yes. footstool.
And the footstool of our God.
And the footstool of our God.
And had made ready for the building.
I was ready to build that thing for the Lord.
But God said unto me.
God said no.
Thou shalt not build an house for my name.
That was a mountain confronting David that does not allow him to build that thing. He said, thou shalt not build house in my name.
Because thou hast been a man of war.
Because your hand is full of war. Thou hast been a man of war. So the mountain of impossibility confronted David. Many of us, it's in your heart to establish a massive business. It's in your heart to get married. It's in your heart to get stupid. But there is a mountain confronting you. Tonight I decree, by the power in the name of Jesus, every mountain of impossibility in your life, they shall become clear tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. So the first one is mountain of impossibility. Mountain of impossibility. If you look at the passage again, 1 Kings chapter 5. Let's see what happened to this song. So look, 1 Kings chapter 5. 1 Kings chapter 5 verse 3. 1 Kings chapter 5 verse 3. Are you there?
Yes.
What did you say? 1 Kings chapter 5 verse 3. What did you say?
Thou knowest how that David my father.
This is Solomon talking. He said, thou knowest how my David my father.
Could not have built an house.
He could not build house for the Lord. What?
For the wall.
Yes.
Which were about him.
Because there are walls around
on
him.
On every side.
There are battles that he was fighting. Some of us are fighting battles. That's why things are not working in our life. Today, in the name of Jesus, the battle must expire. Mm. Say this all out and clear. Say mountain of impossibility.
Mountain of impossibility.
In my life. Yeah. Die.
Mountain of impossibilities in my life. Die. Mountain of impossibility in my life. Die. Reload it.
Straight away.
Uh-oh.
You see? Yeah. Mute it and
No, you're showing me.
Thank you, Jesus. Mountain of impossibility in my life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, mountain of impossibility in my life. In the name of Jesus. Mountain of impossibility in my life of that. In the name of Jesus. Mountain of impossibility in my life of that. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Mountain of impossibility.
In my life, die in the name of Jesus. Mountain of impossibility. Die in the name of Jesus. Mountain of impossibility. Die.
Mountain of impossibility in my life of that. In the name of Jesus, mountain of impossibility in my life of that. In the name of Jesus, mountain of impossibility. In the name of Jesus, mountain of impossibility in my life of that. In the name of Jesus, mountain of impossibility in my life of that. In the name of Jesus, the mountain of impossibility. He must die. Mountain of impossibility that does not want you to do what you wish to do. In the name of Jesus, the battle will be complained. In the name of Jesus, the mountain of impossibility that does not allow you to do what you want to do. The mountain of impossibility in my life was that. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Look at it. The Bible says, for with God, all things are possible. So the first one is the mountain of impossibility. Number two is the mountain of stagnation. A stagnant water is always thinking. When somebody's life has stagnated, let me tell you one thing, brother. You cannot make progress in life. The mountain of what? Stagnation. There are some powers. They will ask you to start a good thing, but they will keep you on a particular spot. It's called the mountain of stagnation. Open your Bible with Deuteronomy chapter 2. Deuteronomy chapter 2. The second mountain is Deuteronomy chapter 2. I read from verse 1 to 3 there. Deuteronomy chapter 2. It's the second mountain of stagnation. The mountain that keep people on the spot. You want to make progress, but you could not make progress. It's just there. You are walking around today. This year, you want to get married. Next year, there's failure. This year, you try it again. Next year, there's a failure. It's a mountain of stagnation. Until you confront the mountain with prayer, nothing will remain the reason. You are going to pray like this. Say, every mountain of stagnation.
Every mountain of stagnation.
In my life. Scatter! By fire. In the name of Jesus.
Mountain of
fire. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
In Deuteronomy chapter 2. Verse 1, 2, 3. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 1, 2, 3. Yes, read for us.
Then we turned.
Listen very carefully. He said, then we turned.
And took our journey into the wilderness.
They were making progress initially.
By the way of the Red Sea.
By the way of the Red Sea.
As the Lord spake unto me.
As the Lord spoke unto him.
And we encompassed Mount Seir.
Listen to me. The word encompass means they are going round about. Yes.
Many days.
Many days. What I pray for somebody here. You have dwelt too long on the spot you are. After tonight's prayer, amen, you are moving to the next level. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. They encompass round many days.
And the Lord spake unto me.
And the Lord says unto me.
Ye have encompassed this mountain.
You have dwelt on this mountain.
Long enough.
Long enough.
Turn you not what?
How can somebody be in a relationship for 10 years? Say, I'm thinking whether to marry you or not. 10 years. You have been on that mountain long enough. You have been in a position at your workplace long enough. You have been in a situation like this long enough. You have been a tenant long enough. I pray today, every power that has tied down your life, they will leave you alone today. They will leave you alone today. They will leave you alone today. In the name of Jesus. In John chapter 5, verse 1 to 15, we don't have time to read that. John chapter 5, verse 1 to 15. The Bible recorded a man called at the pool of Bethesda. This man was there for 38 years. He was on the spot for 38 years. There was nobody to put him into the water. He was trying his best, but yet it's not enough. Many of us are trying to move, but something is just pulling us down. Some foundation are pulling you down. You want to do good things. You want to go to school. You want to get married. You want to buy things. You want to buy out. Yet things are not working well. I have a word for somebody here tonight. It doesn't matter how long you have been in that mountain. The God that removed problems from that man's life for 38 years. In the name of Jesus, God will intervene in your case. In the name of Jesus, you will make progress. You will make progress. You will make progress. In the name of Jesus. Mountain of stagnation. Number three mountain is called the mountain of limitation. The mountain of what? Limitation. This mountain is a mountain, although you are trying to move, but they will just stop you. That nobody has graduated in your family, so you can't graduate. Mm. Nobody get married in your family, you cannot get married. Go to Mark chapter 11, please. Mm. Mark chapter 11.
Yes.
Mark chapter 11. Mm. You read the story of a destiny cult. Mm. A cult that was tied down for several years, and it has never been used. Mountain of limitation. Are you there, please? Yes. Mark chapter 11, start from verse 1, please.
And when they came nigh to Jerusalem,
when they came near to Jerusalem,
unto
Bethany,
and Bethany at the Mount of Olives,
at the Mount of Olives,
he sent forth two of his disciples.
Jesus sent two of his disciples
and said unto them,
he told them,
go your way into the village,
into that village
against you, and as soon as he entered
when
in,
you enter the village,
you shall find a cord tied.
You will find a cord that is tied up.
Whereon never
all of this. The word cord is a younger donkey. Donkey was meant to be used in the olden days, like aeroplane this time around. It's a means of transportation. But how come they tied that thing down for several years? Thank God for Jesus that came to scenario. Beloved, many of us are supposed to have gone far in life, but there is a particular unseen rope that are tying us down. Today, in the name of Jesus, I use the sword of Elijah to cut off the rope. I cut off the rope. Every rope that has tied you down, I cut you off now. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray that prayer. Say, every evil rope,
every unseen rope
that has tied me down. As many of you will know, I'm a math teacher. There is one topic in maths. They call it loci. L-O-C-I. Loci means equal distance. Imagine if they put imagine you have a tree in your garden, and you put the tree in your garden, and you use a rope to tie the goat around the tree. Let me tell you one thing. Let's assume the length of the rope is about 5 meters. I'm going to do some math now. 5 meters.
If fat bitter rope is on your house, on the goats, and you not put the food for the goat about 7 liters. Many of us, there is a particular rope that limits our life, that this is how far you can go. They will not stop you from getting married, but they will stop you from giving birth. They will not stop you from going to secondary school, but they will stop you from going to university. They will not stop you from going to university, but you might not finish that university. It's called an unseen road. It's a mountain of limitation. Lift up your voice and pray this prayer. Say, every mountain of limitation affecting my life. It's a serious matter. It's a serious matter. Mountain of limitation. Open your water. The mountain must collapse. It must collapse. It must collapse.
Die.
Jesus, them, they are there. Number four. It's called the mountain of fruitless labor. The mountain of what? Fruitless labor. Not that you are not laboring, but there is a power that says, although you will work so hard, but you might not live to enjoy the fruit of that labor. That is called the mountain of fruitless labor. That's why you see some people working hard on their children. On the day their children are getting married, they say, let us stand up 1 minute silent. That will never be your portion in the name of Jesus. That will never be your portion in the name of Jesus. It's happening. It's the mountain of fruitless labor. These are the one that frustrate you after working so hard, and at the point of you enjoying the fruit of your labor, something you just say, yeah, enough is enough. Open your Bible to Isaiah 65. Isaiah 65, mountain of fruitless labor. We are here to pray tonight. Isaiah 65 talks about the mountain. Isaiah 65. Thank you, Jesus. I want to read only 3 or 4 verses here. Start from verse 21. I want everybody to be there. Isaiah 65, verse 21. Yes, go on. Yes, 21.
And they shall build houses.
Listen very carefully to the scripture very well. The Bible says, heaven and earth might pass away, but the word of God will never go unfulfilled. So it said, they shall build houses.
And inhabit them.
And so there are some category of people that build houses and still live in the houses. That will be your portion in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Number 2, go on.
And they shall plant vineyards.
They plant garden in the vineyard. And what?
And eat the fruit of
them. They still eat the fruit of what they have planted. I am praying for somebody here. Every good thing you have planted ever since your life, you will eat the fruit of your labor in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They still eat it. But there are some categories. That's what one is.
They shall not build.
Look at this one. He said, they shall not build.
And another inhabit.
Can you imagine that? You have labored with your husband very well. You started from very well. You started when there was nothing. You are eating in one single room. And God has brought you far. You built a mansion. When the man is now full of belly, he's now having a lot of money and saying, my wife has got tribal mark. I'm not marrying this man. I want another good wife again. You have labored and somebody wants to eat it. I decree today, whoever wants to take your place in destiny, heaven will silence them. I know women will like this prayer. I say, whoever wants to take your place in destiny, God will silence them.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Because they said they shall build houses and somebody else inhabit it. Somebody that labored over your husband and at the point of enjoying your labor, they said, no, madam, you are now too tall or too big, or you are tribal man. Go and stay somewhere. I've got one 18-year-old girl that is just catwalking. I pray any wrong leg that walk into any man that is not, I pray God will cut off the leg.
Amen.
Women they like that one. He said they shall bring me houses and they shall what? They shall what? They shall trouble us with high energy. That will never go on, go on, go on. Yes?
They shall not plant.
They shall plant. Vineyard. I want to go. They shall what? They shall not plant for another person to eat. Every parent here today, and parent to be, every labor you have labored over your children, you will eat the fruit of your labor in the name of Jesus. He said, they shall not plant for somebody else to eat. Go on.
For as the days of a tree are.
As the days of a tree are.
Are the days of my people.
So as the days of my people.
And my elect.
And those who are elect. That's where the problem lies. The prophecy that Isaiah was describing here is not for everybody. It's for those who are genuinely born again. Those who are his elect and my elect
shall long enjoy.
He said they will long enjoy
the work of their hands.
The work of their hands. Mm. Stretch your hand in your family. I want to pray for you.
Amen.
To drop something in your hand.
Amen.
I decree to every answer to the screen now. In the name that is above every other name, any power that says you will work so hard, especially over your children, and somebody else to hear the fruit of your neighbor, that power shall be wasted.
Amen.
They shall be wasted.
Amen.
They shall be wasted.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Go on, please. With that scripture, please. With that scripture. 22. It's a prayer for somebody. What is it? 23.
They shall not labor in vain.
He said, there is somebody listening to me here. You shall not labor in vain.
Amen.
Yes.
Nor bring forth for trouble.
You will not bring forth children for trouble. Yeah.
For they are the seed of the blessed
of the Lord.
You are the
seed of the blessed of the Lord. Uh-huh.
And their offspring with them.
And the offspring with them. Uh-huh.
And it shall come to pass.
Whether you believe me or not, listen to me very well. Something is about to come to pass in your life. He said, it shall come to pass.
That before they call.
There is one sister, brother, listen to me here. Before you call God concerning any situation.
I will answer.
I will answer you. Yeah.
And why they are yet speaking.
While you are still speaking.
I will hear.
I will hear.
In the name of
say,
Jesus.
My Father.
My Father.
Take me to the devil.
Take me to the
to
devil.
Call you.
And
we answer me.
Open your mouth.
In
United Kingdom, I will not labor in vain. In the land of the living, I will not labor in vain. In
Jesus
the mighty name of Jesus.
We are praying.
Amen.
Mountain number 5 is called the mountain of discouragement. That is the mountain that you just look at your life. Why am I living for? These are the mountains that lead to depression. These are the mountains that lead to suicide. The mountain that when problems get to a level in your heart, your heart will be bleeding. God, what's all this? What have I done to deserve this? You are putting all your effort. It seems your effort is not showing forth. It's a mountain of discouragement. I am telling you today, be strong in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be discouraged at all. Let's open our Bible to Psalm 13. All right?
Yes.
Psalm 13. Psalm 13.
Yes.
Read from verse 1. Psalm 13, verse 1. What did it say?
Say, how long will thou forget me?
Listen to me, please. It says, how long will thou forget me?
Oh Lord.
Forever.
How long? Will thou hide thy face?
Will you hide your face from me?
How long? Shall I take counsel?
Shall I take counsel?
In my soul. Having sorrow.
I pray for somebody here. If you have ever asked the question that how long will this problem be in your life? Today in the name of Jesus, if your amen is loud in your room, that problem will expire.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
That mountain will become plain.
Amen.
It will expire.
Amen.
It will expire.
Amen.
It will expire.
Amen.
It will expire.
Amen.
I love what Micah chapter 7 verse 8 says. Micah
amen.
7 verse 8. He said, rejoice not over me, my enemy. He said, when I fall seven times, I will rise again. There is somebody here. You have failed several times. I am telling you today, you will rise again.
Amen.
You will ask
amen.
Again. You will ask
amen.
Again. You will ask
amen.
Again. You will
amen.
Ask again.
Amen.
Don't be discouraged.
Amen.
Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. He said, be strong. And be courageous. In Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Isaiah 41, verse 10. He said, fear not. I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I am your God.
Amen.
I will help you.
Yes.
I will strengthen you.
Mm.
I will take you with my right hand righteousness.
Mm.
Let's go to Isaiah 41, please. Isaiah 41. Just to encourage that person that's already discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
You got prayer to pray to that. Isaiah 41.
Yes.
Read verse 10, please.
Okay.
Yes. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Yes, one. Isaiah 41 verse 10. What did he say?
Say, fear thou not.
He's telling somebody here tonight, fear thou not.
For I am with thee.
God said he's with you.
Be not dismayed.
Don't be dismayed at all.
For I am thy God.
I am your God.
I will strengthen thee.
He said, he knows you are weak already. He said, I will strengthen you.
Yeah, I will help thee.
He said, I will help you.
Yeah, I will uphold you.
I will uphold you.
With the right hand.
With the right hand.
Of my righteousness.
Of my righteousness. Ah. You now go to verse 20. When God upholds you, something will happen in verse 20.
That they may see.
He said, people that have been mocking you before, he said they will see.
And know.
And they will know.
And consider.
And they will consider.
And understand.
And they will understand.
That the hand of the Lord.
Those who study English, I don't understand. But those who study English, there are four things that I mentioned there. They will see. After seeing,
they know,
they will know,
consider,
after know,
understand
they will consider,
altogether.
And they will understand together that the hand of the Lord has done it. A miracle is coming to somebody's way this month.
Jesus,
of me that we are entering into. Everybody around you, they will know this is the hand of God. In the name of Jesus. They will know it is the hand of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That is the mountain of discouragement. Don't be discouraged. Relax. God is on the throne. Praise the name of the Lord. Be strong in the Lord, and the Lord will support you. In Jesus' name we pray. Number 6 is the mountain of barrenness. Barrenness. It says, be fruitful and multiply. That's the plan of God. Be fruitful and what? And multiply. That is the plan of God for you and I. A family that has no child after marriage is suffering from the mountain of barrenness. But today, in the name that is above every other name, barrenness shall die in the name of Jesus. It's a spirit. You will not stay in that family anymore. In the mighty name of Jesus. Look at what happened in 1 Samuel chapter 1. The Bible says, Anna was in that mountain for several years. Anna was in the mountain for several years. He was in that, she was just crying and weeping and praying and praying and praying and praying. But one year, she went to Shiloh. When she got to Shiloh, something happened in Shiloh. And I did something that I want you and I to do. What is in that verse 21 of that place? 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 21. Let's go there. 1 Samuel chapter 1, just only one verse there. Mountain of barrenness. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 21. What did he say, please?
And the man Elkanah.
Look at the hair.
And his house.
And his house.
Went up.
Yes.
To offer unto the Lord.
Yes.
The yearly sacrifice.
Why?
And his vow.
And his vow. Yes. Because why? Before that time, they could not have a child. There was problem in their life. They are believing God for a child. But let me tell you one thing. The day Samuel entered that family, good news entered the family.
Mm.
The mountain of barrenness disappeared. They now begin to offer sacrifices. The mountain of barrenness is what the mountain that is facing people that you look at God, King Moshe, to you. What have I done right? You've been living righteous. I heard from my GOS today. He said, there are so many things that happen to believers that you don't know how to even explain it. It's the mountain of barrenness. And I pray for every home here. Every home believing God for a miracle children. I don't know what's going on in your life. I decree by the mandate of heaven, by this time next year, in the name that is above every other name, whether you are standing in God, whether you are the one I'm talking about, I decree today, you will embrace your own children. In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
You will embrace
Amen.
Your own children. In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
People shall gather to celebrate you. In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
Those who have mocked you in the past, they will see the hand of God
Amen.
In your life. In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
The question is, cry no more.
Amen.
Relax. God is on your side. But what do you have to do? Just like Anna did, you pray without ceasing. Don't give up. That's why I put discouragement before the barrenness. Praise the name of the Lord. Many people in their family are discouraged. Sorry, that enough is just enough. But let me tell you one thing. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. If you can give Samuel to Anna, to silent Peninnah, I pray God will give you your own Samuel. In the name of Jesus. That Samuel is a miracle that Anna has been waiting for. There is somebody here tonight. You have been believing God for a particular miracle. It is your own Samuel. Before the 31st of May, as the Lord liveth, that miracle will bombard you. In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
It will bombard you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. That is Matthew number 6. I told you number 5 is discouragement. Number 6 is barrenness. Number 7 is the mountain of sickness. Mountain of sickness is a terrible mountain. A mountain that people are facing now. Look at the number of deaths in several nations. Why? Because there's a sickness called coronavirus. It has been going from one nation to the other. I am praying today as the Lord liveth. In the name that is above every other name, anyone suffering from the mountain of sickness, in the name of Jesus, the mountain shall become plain to light. In the name of Jesus, it shall become plain to light. In the name of Jesus, it shall become plain to light. In the name of Jesus. So the mountain of sickness is a terrible mountain. Isaiah chapter 53 verse 4 and 5. Isaiah 53 verse 4 and 5. It's an encouraging word for those who are sick. Isaiah 53 verse 4 and 5. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 53 verse 4 and 5. Yes.
Surely.
53. Yep. Isaiah 53.
Mm-hmm. That's not, yes, surely, yes. He had bore our grief.
He said, God, Jesus has borne our grief.
And carried our sorrows.
He has carried our sorrow away.
Yes, we did not esteem him.
We did not esteem Jesus. Yes.
Smitten of God.
He was smitten
and afflicted.
He was afflicted.
But he was wounded for our transgressions.
Jesus was, this was Isaiah talking about what happened to Jesus. He said he was wounded for our transgression. Yes.
He was bruised for our iniquity.
He was bruised for our iniquity.
The chastisement of our peace.
The chastisement of our peace
was upon him.
Was upon
and
him.
With his stripes.
And by his stripes.
We are healed.
I decree today.
Amen.
By the stripes of Jehovah.
Amen.
You shall be healed.
Amen.
Every internal sickness, every discovered sickness, everything that has been diagnosed, every diagnosed sickness, God will heal you. Jehovah will heal you. God will heal you. Jehovah will heal you. In the name of Jesus. In Psalm 107 verse 20, the Bible says he sent his word and his word healed them. And all their distresses, I decree today, any sickness, whether he has a name, whether it's cancer, whether it's diabetes, any sickness. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2 verse 9, he said he has given us a name that is above every other name. He has given us a name that is above every other name. At the mention of that name, we don't need to write down the name. We don't need to do anything about the name. Just mention the name. At the mention of that name, every knee, including that sickness, must bow. Every tongue that confess that Jesus is Lord. Anyone that is sick here tonight, hear the word of the Lord. I send forth the word of God to you now, from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Receive it now.
Amen.
Receive it.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Receive it. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13, go there. Let's remember that I was sick. Luke chapter 13. I read from verse 10 to 17. Yes. Luke 13. That's an example of somebody who is sick. Yes, go on, please.
And he was teaching in one of the synagogues.
Jesus was teaching one of the synagogues.
On the Sabbath.
On the Sabbath day.
And behold, there was a woman.
There was a woman.
Which had a spirit of infirmity.
The word infirmity is another name for sickness. She had the spirit of infirmity for how many years?
18 years.
For 18 years. Yes,
and was bowed together.
The Bible said the woman was bent like this together.
And could no wise lift up herself.
She could not lift up her head at all.
And
when Jesus saw her,
he called to her.
Mm-hmm.
And said unto her,
I said something to her.
Woman, thou art loose.
You know what that means? He said, thou art loose. That means the sickness of this woman, something tied her down in the spirit. She could not see it. You might take the sickness. Some of you have been there for 18 good years. She was walking like this. She could not lift up her head for 18 years. Why? Because there was a sickness in her life. But Jesus saw that sickness. He said, this is not ordinary sickness. He said, thou art loose. I am standing as an oracle of the Most High God today.
Amen.
In the name that is above every other name. Anyone sick here tonight,
Jesus.
Anyone that has been bound, thou art loose. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. 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 In Jesus' name.
And that was how the woman became straight immediately. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Matthew number 1 up to number 7 have been discussed now. He said, who is thou great mountain before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become split.
Okay,
but the question now is, how can we move this mountain? There are three methods I'm going to give you tonight. You want to start praying now. Three methods to move the mountain. Method number 1 is prayer. If you are not praying, you will pray later. Prayer. So no matter the mountain, whether it's fruitless labor, discouragement, it's barrenness, it's sickness, any kind of mountain, you need to pray to remove this mountain. Mark 11:23. What did he say? Mark 11:23. We are running up very soon. Mark 11:23. Yes, what did he say? For assuredly, yes, well,
mm-hmm. Well, for verily I say unto you.
For
whosoever shall say unto this mountain.
What did he say? Whosoever shall say. So the word say here is that you must speak to that mountain. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, yes.
Be thou removed.
Be thou removed.
And be thou cast into the sea.
And be cast into the sea.
And shall not doubt in his heart.
And not doubt in your heart.
But shall believe.
And shall believe.
That those things which he has said.
Those things which you have said.
Shall come to pass.
Shall come to pass.
He shall never.
Beloved.
He shall have whatever he said.
Listen to me. He said if you can say. So it's you to identify your mountain. And once you identify it, begin to speak to it. You the barrenness, enough is enough. You the failure, enough is enough. Begin to speak to the mountain. Until you speak to the mountain, it will remain static.
Hmm.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So the first method of moving your mountain is to pray. Number two, the second method of moving your mountain is to have strong faith in the Lord. Open your Bible to Matthew 17:20. Matthew 17:20. To have faith in the Lord. Matthew 17:20. Matthew 17:20. What did he say?
And Jesus said unto them.
Jesus said to them.
Because of your unbelief.
Because of your unbelief.
For verily I say unto you.
I say unto you.
If you have faith.
If you have faith.
As the grain of mustard seed.
As small as a mustard seed.
You shall say unto this mountain.
You can say to that mountain.
Remove hands.
Remove
hands. Beyond that place.
And go beyond that
place. It shall remove.
I decree today. If your effort can be loud. And your effort can be loud. Your mountain will go back to the
end. Amen.
In the name of Jesus, he said, if you have a faith like a mustard seed, a tiny seed like this, is the faith that you need to move the mountain. Praise the name of the Lord. It is small faith. So the first method is what you need to pray. Number two method is to do what? Is to have faith in the Lord. Number three method is to worship the Lord in his presence. Many of us need to go and dance before the Lord and just begin to dance. Whether you see someone or you don't see someone. If you want to encourage yourself, once you are praising the Lord in the beauty of his holiness, you are inviting his presence.
Hmm.
You are inviting God's presence. When God is present, mountain must shift away.
Hmm.
So you must learn how to praise the Lord. Worship him in your closet, in your room, during lockdown. Play a praise worship song from YouTube and begin to dance. That's why I dance at the start of this message. You must dance and begin to worship. The devil cannot stop my joy. No, begin to dance. Then once you are doing that, the mountain will be moved. Go to Psalm 97. Let's see how we can use the presence of God to move mountain. Psalm 97:4-5. Psalm 97:4-5. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 97, that inviting God's presence is by praising him. Psalm 97:4-5.
Yep.
Yes.
Is lightning.
Psalm 97:4-5. Yes, go on. Yes, go on.
Is lightning.
Yes.
Enlightening the world.
That's what we're talking about. Yes, go on.
The head saw.
The head sees.
And tremble.
And trembles, yes.
The hill melts like wax.
The mountain melts like wax.
At the presence of the Lord.
At the presence of the Lord.
At the presence of the Lord of the Holy.
At the presence of the Lord, uh-huh.
The heaven declare is righteousness.
That's what I want. The mountain melts at the presence. The hill melts at the presence of the Lord. That's why we sing the song. That's all. This mountain has been removed in Jesus' name. This mountain has been removed in Jesus' name. This mountain has been removed by my spirit, says the Lord. Beloved, while all eyes are closed, all the mountain that we are talking about tonight, if you have not surrendered your life to Christ, to declare Jesus as your Lord and your personal Savior, beloved, the mountain will remain like that. It will, in fact, it will expire. It will be bigger. I had a lecturer when I was in university. Behind one of his classroom, like this, there was a massive, behind one of his house, he told us a story. there was a massive rock there. Very big rock, mountain. And he's a pastor. He said when he went to go and pray, he was teaching on faith like this, that moved mountain. And Holy Spirit woke him up with the boy. He said, you are going to preach about mountain tomorrow. Look at the big rock behind your house. He's still there. I said, what do we need to do? He said, God, I have faith. I've worshipped you and I've prayed. Do this mountain. Get out. This thing has been there for several years. So he just said that to me. He went to go and preach message. The following week, he went to school. He went to work. He lectured during the week. The government released a law. Suddenly, within that week, that they were going to come and build a house where the mountain was. And suddenly, lo and behold, this, they just broke a caterpillar and they removed and they bulldozed the rock. The man now remembered. He said, you said it to the mountain. That this thing was, he had been there before you were born. But you said something and the mountain was moved. So we are about to say something to a mountain now. So if you have not given your life to Christ, just lift up your hand in your room and say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I can't do it on my own. I want to worship you. I want to bless you. I want to be your son. I want to be your daughter. I want to say bye-bye to sin. I want to call Jesus as my Lord and my personal Savior. If you make that confession, I can believe you. You are now on the right side of the Lord. Beloved, you can now begin to say and enjoy the benefit of speaking to the mountain and they shall be moved. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. And we are going to pray now. You have learned that prayer is a way to uproot the mountain. I don't know the one facing your family. Beloved, we are about to round up now, but I want us to pray seriously. Three prayer points before I release the rest of the prophetic declaration into the month of May. Shout this one loud and clear. Say every mountain of limitation that is affecting people in my family. You are a mountain of difficulty, mountain of limitation, confronting in my family. Open your mouth, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, in the name of Jesus. I am the one, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, in the name of Jesus. Departed in Jesus' name. We are praying. We are going to say this one like this. Say every arrow of frustration. Fire into my destiny. Go back to sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of frustration. Go back. I must fulfill my destiny. In the name of Jesus. The arrow must go back. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say powers. Say my glory will not shine. Bible says in Isaiah chapter 60.
Arise.
Isaiah 60 verse 1. It says, arise and shine, for your light has come. And the glory of God is risen upon you. Although there are thick and gross darkness, say, God shall be your light. You are going to say this over me. Say, powers that I said my glory will not shine. You are a liar. The power was that. He now went to retire. He retired after almost 60-70 years old. And he said, okay, they're giving me a lot of sum of money. And with that money, he traveled to Canada to go and name the first child, one of the baby, one of the sons, give back to the one name the baby. The man has finished his work. He has retired. He said, let me go out to Canada, name the boy, and go back to Nigeria and begin to enjoy my money. And lo and behold, he landed in on Thursday. He slept on Thursday and never woke up again. Why? Because there are some power that says he will work hard, but will not enjoy. Say powers that say I will work very hard.
I work very hard.
I no need to enjoy it.
You are a liar.
In Jesus' name, we are praying.
Amen.
I decree to your life.
Amen.
As you go into the month of May,
Jesus.
Every power that has vowed to keep you as a servant, that power shall perish.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree to somebody like here, in the month of May, when your blessings appear in your doorpost, untimely death will not visit you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every invisible hand that is troubling your life day and night, heaven will silence them now. In the name of Jesus. The power that fought your big grandparents and they are now fighting you, that power shall be wasted. In the name of Jesus. I pray for somebody here. Before 31st of May, the door of good news is going to open to your family. In the name of Jesus. No evil shall befall you. In the name of Jesus. You will not die untimely. In the name of Jesus. All the past prophecies that you have been receiving in the month of May, which is the month of grace, they shall come to pass. In the name of Jesus, they shall come to pass. In the name of Jesus, every witch, every wizard in your father's house, sitting on your life, God will unseat them. In the name of Jesus, I cover you in the blood of Jesus. It shall be well with you. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. It shall be well with you. Today marks the end of disappointment in your life. In the name of Jesus, from today, Holy Spirit with this grace of His faith, He will give you a better garment. In the name of Jesus, you will not die, but be and declare the Lord of
life.
Every mountain that you have confronted in your life that has been trampled by fire, in the name of Jesus, you will testify. It shall dwell with you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say this mountain has been removed in Jesus' name. This mountain has been removed in Jesus' name. This mountain has been removed by my spirit. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Before we share the grace, don't forget, by the grace of God, on Monday, 6 o'clock, we are doing Bible studies. And on Monday, 10 o'clock, we are doing prayer line. Back to our normal prayer line. But before that, I have a word for somebody. This weekend ahead of you, will receive good news.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Come on with the blood of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Shall we share the grace of fellowship? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Say hallelujah. 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 God bless you all. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Andy, we shall sleep. I'm mute. You want to sleep? I'm mute, people.
Believe me.
Oh, yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
I'm coming with your mother, it's all right, later. Okay, let's pray, let's pray. Okay.
We give you all the glory.
Come here, let's pray.
I will put that.
In the name of Jesus.
I pray.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, Lord of Jesus, over shadow me and my family. In the name of Jesus, Lord of Jesus, over shadow me and my family. In the name of Jesus, Lord of Jesus, over shadow me and my family. In the name of Jesus, Lord of Jesus, over shadow me and my family. In the name of Jesus, Lord of Jesus, over shadow me and my family. In the name of Jesus, Lord of Jesus, over shadow me and my family. In the name of Jesus, Lord of Jesus, over shadow me and my family. In the name of Jesus, Lord of Jesus, over shadow me and my family. In the name of Jesus, Lord of Jesus, over shadow me and my family. In the name of Jesus, Lord of Jesus, over shadow me and my family. In the name of Jesus, Lord of Jesus, over shadow me and my family. In the name of Jesus, Lord of Jesus, over shadow me and my family. In the name of Jesus, Lord of Jesus, over shadow me and my family. In the name of Jesus, Lord of Jesus, over shadow me and my family. In